There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Head into a holiday weekend, hoping you're planning on honoring our veterans this Memorial Day. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here. This is What's on Your Mind. My telephone number is 800-228-0550. We're at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center in Minot. Love the place. If you're in Minot, stay here. It's the best place ever. I mean, water park on one end and mall and restaurants all around. And, you know, they're just great. You know, we're here for the state tennis tournament, my wife and daughter. Up there watching our other daughter play right now, and they hopped the shuttle at 8:30 over to Hammond Park, you know, and came in on the Amtrak train because I was in Devil's Lake yesterday, so driving here, and they didn't want two vehicles here, so came up in the Amtrak, they picked them up at Amtrak, you know, and brought them over to the hotel. They do that for anybody, anytime. Just schedule the shuttle. The shuttle goes anywhere, so great place to stay. The Sleep Inn and Conference Center in Minot. Best place to stay in Minot, bar none. And we love coming here. Coming here for Hustfest and the State Fair. We're coming for 811 Call Before You Dig Day on Friday, July 24th. Looking forward to that, as a matter of fact, at the State Fair. But that's like July. It seems like ancient history. Now we'll be back, I'm sure, many times before and after, and always enjoy our time in the magic city of Minot. One quick programming note. We'd hope to speak today to the president of Minot State University. He is Steve Shirley, former president of the Valley City State University, new president now at Minot State. And he's a Fargo native, UND grad, and I love North Dakota university presidents. I just do. It's called the Tom Clifford factor. Anyway, he was not able to join us. His son, Will, I forget how many months old, an infant son, a few months old, and has had some significant health issues, and they are in Fargo getting some specialized care for their son, Will. So if you would keep the Shirley family and specifically little Will in your prayers, that would be great. I promised I would do it, and I hope you do too. And we look forward to our next stop here to catch up with him. Bottom of the hour, we'll chat with Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota. We're going to talk about open meeting laws. In the meantime, you tell me what's on your mind, and we'll do it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Okay, a couple things to do here. We've got to finish with Sharon and Bismarck, whose son and daughter-in-law are Marines. And she was telling us a horrific story before the break about, you know, I think prompted by a call earlier talking about how Vietnam veterans were treated when they came back. And Sharon says it's happening now because her son's serving here, stationed in California. Sees folks holding signs outside the Marine barracks saying baby killer. It's just staggering to me that that's happening here and it's happening now, Sharon. I'm appalled. And well, is this a regular thing? Was this a one-time thing? Tell me more.
No, he said that it happened a number of times, and I would assume that it happens at the other bases too. I guess the generations that have come up since our grandparents have grown to be more outspoken, and they're not afraid to say what they think, but yet they need to think beyond what it is they're doing and decide who's really causing the problems that are making them call the soldiers names, because the soldiers are the ones just doing their job. And, you know, now another thing, we're talking about Memorial Day and the pride in all our soldiers, and because of what has happened when they leave the barracks or, you know, leave their base and, you know, they have all these signs. It used to be that, it used to be when he left boot camp, he was encouraged to wear his uniform home. And a lot of people acknowledged him. But they are no longer encouraged to wear their uniforms anymore off of base, because there are too many possibilities of harassment. So they are not allowed to wear the uniforms off base.
They're not allowed to, or not encouraged to?
They're not allowed to. I mean, like, we see the guards running around with theirs on all the time, but the Marines are not. I mean, my son's in charge of the Color Guard also, and there they dress, but otherwise he cannot. I mean, from point A to point B, but he cannot run into the bank or run into a grocery store or... You know, he can't do that. That's not allowed.
My blood is boiling. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. The vets all did something special, and because of it, we are here. Our outspokenness has created problems, but it's good, but it's also created problems. Now, one other thing I was going to say.
Well, what do you mean? You lost me. What do you mean our outspokenness has caused problems?
Well, I mean, because in this instance, you're talking about military now, and they have a reason to be proud of what it is they do.
Right.
And, in this instance here, it's okay, for us, your talk show, people can call in and say, hey, I don't like this, we should do this, we should do that. But in the instance here now where they're critiquing the soldiers, not the president, not the people who are the big leaders who are
the elected leaders. Those people sign up for that. They're elected. They know they're going to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones who really should be getting all of the harassment and the opinions, because the young guys are just doing their job.
Anyway, good point. Good point. Even if you're vehemently opposed to this, take it out on the elected leaders who make decisions on where ultimately we're going to engage in the conflict. I completely agree with you, but I can't believe they're not allowed to wear the uniforms. Something's very, very wrong with it. Tell me your son's name, by the way, so we can include him in our military Memorial Day tribute. Would you mind doing that?
His first name is Michael. That's all I'll tell you.
All right. And he's from Bismarck?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you tell him he is in our thoughts and prayers. Thank him for his service. Thank your daughter-in-law for the service. And I really appreciate you calling today and awakening us to this, because I didn't know this. It's one I'm going to add to the list. We have Senator John Hoeven joining us Tuesday on the program. And he is the next elected leader we're going to have on the program. And I am looking forward to asking him if he's aware of this, because that's unbelievable. It's a sad state, but I don't think that should be a regulation myself. I don't think they should be.
If you're talking about the reference, the uniforms now here, it's coming from the people on the base who are saying, yo, you should not draw attention to yourself as a Marine, because there are too many possibilities that you can get yourself in a jam.
Yeah.
And of course, a Marine can get out of a jam, but you don't.
I hear you, Sharon. I really appreciate you calling. And again, thank you to you and your entire family, your son and daughter-in-law for the service as a Marine. Semper Fi. Nothing like those leathernecks. All right. Steve Fargo, Scranton, Jamestown, Fergus Falls waiting to weigh in here. Rusty Ord, I mentioned earlier, one of my dear friends, Purple Heart recipient, Iraq War vet, and great entrepreneur, has Ort's office supply in Fargo. Brought to my attention the fact that a parade in Valley City is being canceled, and sent me the story, and I'm flabbergasted. Rusty, what's and Todd, you'd heard about this because it was a lack of participants. Rusty, what's your reaction to this?
Good morning, Scott. Hey, I wanted to just say my reaction to this is it's just appalling that a veteran that has served this country and has done so much with a check that always goes into combat and underwritten, and we will do the ultimate for our veterans' freedoms, that we can't generate in small town USA Valley City a parade and make that happen and celebrate the distinguished honor of those that are in flag marked cemeteries and that are also service members who have given so much, asked so little in return. And today, I couldn't sleep last night after I seen that broadcast. All our listeners are veterans, and I've contacted the VFW adjutant commander for North Dakota, Dale Ronnie, and asked, what do we do? And when you have these situations arise, it's nothing about party lines. It's nothing about thought and process. It's about the honor of those that serve to give us our freedoms every day.
Amen. And, Rusty sent out a note to a number of people and just said, just simply, here's the story. And then what can I do to make this parade happen? Here is a Purple Heart recipient, an Iraq War vet, saying, what can I do to make this happen? Help. I mean, let's put our heads together. Let's figure it out. And just so we don't leave a bad impression about Valley City, they do it right. I mean, they've got a... 8 o'clock at Hillside Cemetery, 8:15 at St. Catherine Cemetery, 8:45 at Ariska, 9 at St. Bernard's, 9:30 at Memory Gardens, 9:45 at Woodbine. They do an event at the high school at 10:30 where the high school and junior high bands do a little concert. I'm sorry, that's not at the high school, but it's the high school and junior high bands doing a concert downtown in the 100 block of Main. They do a Memorial Day program at the VFW at 11. They do a Memorial Day service in the Veterans Memorial Park at 11:45. At noon, they have a memorial service at City Park Footbridge. The VFW, they really go out of their way. So don't think they're not, but every year they've also done a parade. And this year, sadly, not enough people signed up for the parade. So it's just kind of sad that it's canceled. Rusty, can folks call you if they're in and around the area and want to help with that effort? I'm glad you're doing this. Do you mind if I give out your number when we come back?
No, that'll be fine. And I just wanted to say that we got so many badged heroes. We got so many veteran heroes.
Hang on one sec. We're just up against a hard break. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
I'm Insignia James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Fairlane, 1964 Fairlane two-door. That was Kevin Lawson's first car. Kevin Lawson is one of the auto parts professionals at Hedalls. Hedalls has it. The parts you need, they have it, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what it is. And you know what else they have? Great people. They have the people that have been there for years and years and years. In the case of this location, Hedalls in Minot, it used to be Mann's years ago, and Kevin Lawson's been there about 30 years. as a matter of fact. And I talked to him not long ago about his 64 Fairlane. That was his first vehicle. And a 289 Studebaker, too, as a matter of fact. A couple of cool cars. And he's into that racing deal. Does a lot of that and started driving, actually, back in the 80s. His son and him both drive sprint cars. So these are the kind of folks you're with. You know what I mean? When you walk into a Heedalls. And so anyway, they've really run a great organization. Stop by and see him. I'm going to stop by and say howdy here a little later on in the day. And looking forward to catching up with my pals at the Heedalls location in Minot, Kevin Lawson and the whole team there. So I look forward to that as well. And if you are at a Heedalls, go to Heedalls.com and you'll find a location near you. And if you're in a Heedalls, just tell them Scott sent you. Strike up a conversation about their first vehicle. You'll absolutely love it. All right? Heedalls has it. Not only the parts you need, but also great people as well. 21 past the hour. We are live today at the Sleep In and Conference Center in Minot. And Rusty Ort, Purple Heart recipient, Iraq War vet, brought to our attention something you've heard in the news. Valley News Live reported on this first. Thank you, Valley News Live. It's on our Flag Family News and a report on KFIRE and KLTC News as well. There will not be a Memorial Day parade in Valley City this year because of the lack of people signing up. So Rusty Ort said, I can't let that happen. Rusty, you wanted to say something else before the break. I'm going to give your number out here in a sec, but tell me what else you wanted to say.
John, I wanted to say thank you to you on the radio station for bringing us to attention. Second of all, I also want to say that we can put so many people together for so many purposes. I really would love to see what they do when they do flash mobs. I'd love to see this city just light up with squad cars, fire departments, with patriotic people carrying a flag, doing whatever they can to show.
Well, good point. I mean, all what does it take to be in a parade? A wave. Have you ever seen the Todd Mitchell parade wave? He's got it down better than any beauty queen ever did. I mean, it's like just this perfect form, you know. So,
oh my gosh.
There's that idea. Yeah, just throw a flag up. A very good idea. So if you want to be in the Valley City Parade, give my buddy Rusty a call. Here's the number, 701-388-2362. Or you can email me and I'll forward it on to Rusty, just scott@flagfamily.com. scott@flagfamily.com. 701-388-2362 for Rusty, and email me, scott@flagfamily.com. I'd go do it myself, and I'd imitate the Todd parade wave if, in fact, I didn't have to be an Ashby.
Elbow, wrist. That's the key.
Exactly right. Rusty, God bless you. Thanks for your service. You're my hero, my man, and I appreciate you very much. Stephen Fargo, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yes, Scott, I wanted to commemorate some veterans.
Please do.
I graduated in 1965. Eight of my classmates went to Vietnam. Three of them didn't make it home. I'd like to commemorate Francis Benoit, Mark Longton, and Tom Parody.
Where are they from, Steve?
Red Lake Falls, Minnesota.
Red Lake Falls, Minnesota. Glad you did. I knew as soon as you said what year you graduated, what was coming next. And, it is what Memorial Day is all about. I'm glad you did that. Steve, anything else you want to say about him?
Nope. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate you calling. Let's go to Scranton, North Dakota. I've been there on Memorial Day before and enjoyed it. Jesus, what's on your mind?
Good morning, sir. I just want to give a shout-out to my late grandfather, Julian Benton. He's from Dilley, Texas. He's a Korean War veteran. He since passed away. And his son, also Julian Benton from Johnson City, who now lives in California, he's a 15-year veteran from the United States Marine Corps. I'm a veteran myself. And I just wanted to say that, that I just believe that thanks to the veterans who fought for the freedom for anyone in this country to do what they want with their lives, personally, I have worked in too many different industries in my lifetime to count. This goes to show that we have the freedom to work in whatever we choose. And I'm living proof of it. I love my country. I fly my flag. And thank you for giving us a voice.
God bless you, Jesus. Thanks for calling. Thanks for your service. Rich in Jamestown, you're next.
Hello.
Hi, Rich, you're up.
Good morning, Scott. Rich Colbert here. My hometown of Forman, North Dakota, has a Memorial Day this Monday. I've been going for over 50 years, and I don't know how many years it's been going, but when we have the program, they always have the reading of the rolls, which is the people that are no longer with us. And three of those fine men, one being my dad, Clyde, and, you know, he did come home from the war in the Pacific, otherwise I wouldn't be here. And then my two uncles, Rudolph Lee and Art Waterman, we always hear their names and you get a little lump in your throat. So I want to thank you for doing this. This means a lot to us veterans out here that you would dedicate the day before or the weekend before Memorial Day to do this. So that's all I got, Scott.
I appreciate it. We'd be doing it on Memorial Day, but for a request to speak out in Ashby, Minnesota. But by the way, on our actual Memorial Day broadcast, we have Lynn Oz, a World War II vet, and he was just recently over in Belgium for an incredible reenactment of a Dead Man's Ridge walk there. And he and his son Dave joined us on the program recently to talk about the trip. So we've got an encore performance of that. We've got Clint Romachet, Medal of Honor recipient, amazing story. And also Colonel Teddy Roosevelt, too, a little surprise appearance. So we're doing that on Memorial Day, hopefully honoring veterans all weekend long. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much.
Scott.
And, yeah, thank you for listening. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I know a lot of folks are waiting to weigh in here, so let's just keep rolling as quick as we can here. Lyle in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. A nice show. I like it today. When we were tuned in, my wife and I were on our way home to put flags out on the cemeteries. It hadn't been done for a number of years, and we always thought it should be, so we got together with my friends of mine that are veterans, and we got it going again. And so we're doing that this morning, and it's strange. Steve calls and mentions his three classmates in 65. One of those was my brother.
Oh.
My big brother.
You've got to be kidding me. Wow.
It's nice to hear that. And my mother, she, being a Gold Star mother, participated ever since 1968 when my brother died.
Lyle, do me a favor. Lyle, I'm so sorry. Just hang on one sec. We're up against a hard break here, and I want to hear more of this story. We'll do it when we come back. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing self with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Before the top of the hour, got a full bank of calls I'm going to get to before our guests, so we'll ask everybody to go quickly. I do want to finish this story we were catching before the break just really touched my heart from Lyle and Fergus Falls. We are brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow. Todd and I are fond of the saying, everything's better with bacon. I don't know who invented that, but Todd or I or somebody else, and we stole it. But it came from our R&D department, didn't it, Todd?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Rip off and duplicate. But anyway, there's another phrase we should be using. Everything's better with sleep, right? I mean, if you get a bad night's rest, it's tough to get through the day, right? And everything is better with sleep. And there is nothing more important to your health than sleep. So if you are having a tough time sleeping, chances are you ought to take a look at your pillow. And I bet it's the culprit. And then go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and get a deal that is absolutely incredible on the best pillow on the planet. I use it. Todd uses it. My wife has one. Our whole family, we're like pillow evangelists now because these are so good. I'm serious. You see pillows and you go into stores, you can pay $150, $200 for a pillow. Don't do that. These are reasonable pillows, and I give you a half-off, two-for-one deal. And depending on the size you want, I mean, you know, 50, 60 bucks, you got yourself a great pillow. All kinds of options. So anyway, check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. When you support any of the sponsors on this program, you're supporting us. You're keeping us rolling. So thank you for doing that. So, Lyle, I apologize. We had to go to the break there and cut you short on your story, but I'm flabbergasted. First of all, that an earlier caller who calls about some folks that he graduated with dying in Vietnam, not coming home in Vietnam, to remember them on this Memorial Day. You happen to be listening and hear that, and it's your brother that he's talking about. Before we were going to the break, you were starting to tell a story about your mom, and I didn't get all of that. Tell me more about that.
Well, ever since my mother died in 68, she, being a Gold Star mother, participated in every Memorial Day ceremony until she passed a couple years ago. And our family, my wife and I, her father served in World War II, my dad served in World War II. We make a point of coming every Memorial Day, no matter what else we're doing. We show up, and it's not that far away. We moved away from our hometown 20-some years ago. It's not that far away to come and pay our respects. It's the most touching day of the year for me. So that's all I wanted to say, I guess. You know, God bless everybody that shows up on Memorial Day. Everybody appreciates it. And the veterans that put on these ceremonies for our families.
Tell me your brother's name.
Mark Longton.
And your hometown was?
Red Lake Falls.
Red Lake Falls. And thank you also for putting those flags out at the cemetery.
It's a beautiful sight. And everybody that does that, God bless them. So thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Lyle. Glad you called. Fergus Falls has a parade of flags downtown, too, that's pretty amazing. Little ways to do this. Okay, as I mentioned, we have the Attorney General Wayne Stengel that's coming up here shortly, but a number of callers have been waiting for a while to weigh in. I'm just going to ask if you could. Rocky and Valley City, Casey in South Dakota, William and Napoleon, and Laverne and Bowman is who we're going to go to. But go as quickly as you can, and I'll give you the floor to say your piece. Rocky, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. And I want to say to you a great big thank you. What you're doing is great. And also I want to say a great big thank you to all the veterans past, present, who have sacrificed. And that's what tomorrow's all about. What I wanted to do was maybe shed a little insight on the lady who called in about the uniform situation in California with the Marines. What I remember pretty succinctly was that back in the day that you were not allowed to wear your BDUs, your actual fatigues off post. You could wear them off post, but just to and from your residence, possibly stopping to get gas, but there was no stopping for gas or stopping at the grocery store or stopping at the bank because it was just considered inappropriate. If you're going to be out in the public venue, you need to have on at least your Class Bs or your Class As or something that was a little more dressy than your BDUs. Now, I do know that recently that was relaxed a little bit over the years talking to my son-in-law, that they were allowed to go off base in their BDUs. But now that again has been, I think, rescinded because of the current threats by ISIS targeting American service members. With those emails and tweets they were sending out a couple of months back, I think overall the Pentagon said, pink uniforms are not allowed off base. And then I think that applies to all uniforms.
And we don't have time to unpack this completely today. I want to dig into it more. What disturbed me most is it sounded like that particular base, it was more about, you know, hey, the locals don't like us. But, I mean, an ISIS threat, now that's a true security threat, right? So I that makes a little more sense. But appreciate the additional info, Rocky. Thanks. Good stuff out of Valley City. Casey in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just going to back up with kind of what Rocky was saying. When I was in from 01 to 06, that was kind of the standing, no BDUs off post, and now it's been all uniforms due to ISIS threats. But I have seen the other end of the coin where you'll go out to a public place and you'll have like your hat on that's got your medals on it, and people will make comments, well, I don't know why you get medals for doing your job, and they just don't understand. But that's what I was calling in to tell you about.
I would have a hard time not, you know, really reacting in a forceful, loud way to someone that said, you know, you get medals for doing your job. Oh, my gosh.
I explained to them that some of the medals, yes, are participation medals, you know, basic training or going overseas. But there are a few that you have on your uniform that you went way above and beyond your job to get. And the people that say that don't understand that and would never put themselves in that situation. And then on the second hand, they'd 2 days later, you might see them out in a uniform they bought at some store just so they can try and get some benefit out of it.
Appreciate you calling. Thanks a ton. All right, William and Napoleon has something on Memorial Day he wanted to say. Go ahead, William.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling in for a memoriam for David Hagley. He got killed in 1968 in Vietnam. And I had the privilege of to escort his body home from Vietnam, and I had a terrible experience doing it. I guess I was protested on as I flew into Oakland, and I had 68 days left, so I had to go back over to Vietnam. And when I returned again, I again got, you know, there's protesters at the airport again. So it was a terrible experience for me. But we want to remember David Hagley.
David Hagley. Glad you remember that. And you didn't know him at all.
No, he was a classmate of mine.
Well, he was. And so he was a classmate. William, can you do me a favor? I want to hear more about this story. And our next guest is waiting. But I'm gonna put you on hold and ask Manny to get your number so that I can call you one day soon and hear more. I'm obsessed with righting the wrong of how Vietnam veterans were treated in this country. And I don't know how to fix it, but, I'd love to chat with you sometime about that. So do you mind? Can you hang on one second?
I gladly do help you.
All right. And we'll finish this conversation on a future program soon, William. Thanks. Just hang on. Manny will get your information. One last quick call from Laverne and Bowman, then we have to run. Laverne, what's on your mind?
We were talking about the lady that called in about the Marines in San Diego. My daughter served 8 years in the National Guard, one tour in Iraq and one in Kosovo, and I think she had a good solution. She said every kid, she called them, between junior and senior year in high school or after they graduate should at least have to go to 3 weeks or a month, whatever it is, of basic training. They learn respect and responsibility.
Yeah, interesting, you know, interesting
not
solution.
Not necessarily draft them, but put them through basic training.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you to all the vets out there. I mean, special day coming up.
It is. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Gosh, this has been fun today to hear from so many folks and all the great emotion. We appreciate it very much. And just take a little time to take in an event near you for Memorial Day and remember. But even if you just spend a little time today doing it, that was great. Our Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, Wayne Stenchem, he knows a little something about honoring our veterans. So I'm sure you can begrudge being a little bit late to start here today, since we had a lot of folks that want to honor vets. It was
great to be able, Scott, to listen to some of these folks talking about some very important and emotional issues, and we sure appreciate all the things our veterans have done for us, and we can never honor them enough.
How's Andrew?
Great. Just graduated from college, as a matter of fact, and looking forward to joining the workforce. So.
That's great.
We were at his graduation just last week. It was a very proud moment, as it is for any parent.
Appreciate his service. All right, so we have a few minutes to talk this segment and then the entire next segment. Do our open meeting laws need reform in North Dakota?
They need some changes. We always are looking at some tweaks and some additions, but I think that it is fair to say that just about everybody who works with these laws on a regular basis, and that includes the media and people who are regular requesters of information, feel that we have perhaps the best open meetings, open records laws in the country. And that is augmented by the fact that North Dakota is unique in that it's the only state in the country where any citizen can ask the Attorney General for an opinion on a complaint regarding a denial of access to a meeting or to records that they're entitled to. And so we do a couple dozen of those opinions every year that allege violations, and generally the people who made the complaint were accurate, but that doesn't reflect the whole story, really. I think that the message is, and this is what's important, is there are dozens, there are even hundreds of levels of local government, state government, all kinds of governmental entities who have their meetings, who have records, people ask for them, and just about always they get them. And I think that sometimes when I do opinions, the message is that we're criticizing, which I am in those cases, those agencies. But we ignore the fact that for 99.99% of the people who ask for these records, they get them, and that's what the law was designed to ensure. And that's why I think it's important that we recognize the success too.
Only about a half a minute here left, but what is our law? In a nutshell, like, what is our open meeting law?
Well, our law is both in the statute and in the Constitution, and it says all records and all meetings of government entities, boards, bureaus, commissions, agencies of the government are open to the public unless specifically exempted by law. And so are there any exemption to the broad openness of our governmental meetings and records? Any exception has to be provided in a specific statute.
All right, more on that when we come back. I want to also talk about define access or open. Somebody earlier called and said, hey, I go to meetings, they don't let me talk. So I'm curious what happens there. And then also we had a caller comment to share with you as well. Attorney General Wayne Stenchem with us. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices. Conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading into the fields. Make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible. turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around the equipment. Avoid baggy clothing that can become entangled in machinery. Use caution around flowing grain. Adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep and don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Our Best Places to Work tour has taken us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo. Take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. Good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Back at Minot, sleeping at Conference Center, home for our broadcast today on What's on Your Mind, special Monday edition of Memorial Day. Purple Heart recipient. I'm thinking of Rusty Ort. We have a Medal of Honor winner, Clint Romache, North Dakotan now. We have Lynn Oz, World War II vet, and an incredible conversation with him and Colonel Roosevelt, as in Teddy, on the program. So join us for that. We're brought to you in part today by the National Association of Royalty Owners of North Dakota, who, by the way, have their annual meeting coming up. It includes a Bakken tour on Thursday, June 25, and it'll also be on Friday the 26th. I'll be one of the speakers. It's at the Grand Hotel in Minot. You can sign up by going to NARO, NARO-US.org, or call 800-558-0557, 800-558-0557, and it's $100 if you sign up by next week. So get in there, okay? Love to see you. More of our conversation now with the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, Wayne Stengem. Access. You mentioned access to open meetings. Does that mean that that a city commission or a city council has to let a member of the public speak in, at a meeting?
Not necessarily. There are some statutes that do require that government bodies accept public comments. An example of that is that if a state agency, for example, is going to promulgate rules and regulations under the Administrative Practices Act, they have to send out a draft of the rules, and then they have to have meetings and allow public comment. But as a general matter, public bodies, governing bodies, can go about their business. They're not required specifically by statute to allow public comment, though I would note that a number of city councils and county commissions do on their agenda regularly provide a session on the agenda that allows for public comment on whatever issues. And when those come up, of course, it's up to the governing body and to the chairman to make sure that they're directing things so they don't get too lengthy, but they're not necessarily required to allow public comment. But these folks are generally elected officials, and I think when citizens or enough citizens suggest that they have open mic sessions, that's a good idea.
We had a caller a while ago that said, "What's the point of the laws? Because the penalties aren't tough enough." And so, obviously, with all these violations, it suggests that people, don't care if they do this. Is it that, or is it not a clear enough understanding of what the actual rules are?
Well, I think for some, it's just not a clear enough understanding of what the rules are, and I'm constantly looking for something to add to the tool chest that will enhance the ability to enforce the law and to make sure that people understand that our law is very broad. And that these records belong not to the people who are temporarily in charge of them. These records belong, and the meetings belong, to the citizens of North Dakota, and that's important to remember. And so one of the topics that we constantly are coming up with is, what can we add? Is there any kind of penalties that might be useful that will help enhance the enforcement of the law? And so I'm forming, and I said during the legislative session I would be, a task force, as I have done twice before, to look at any additions that people might think are useful or appropriate or necessary to both enhance and to clarify our open meetings and open records law. So I'm assembling that task force, and they'll be meeting over the course of the next biennium and before the next session of the legislature to come up with any changes in the legislation that might be necessary. On that task force, I will usually have somebody from the Association of Counties, the League of Cities. We are broadly represented from folks in the print and broadcast media. We get law enforcement, the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce, and so forth, to come in and just talk about what is it that we need to do to tweak our law. And one of the prime things I want to look at this next time is, do we need to add some additional penalties or any other items into the toolbox, in particular for those folks that intentionally and repeatedly and blatantly violate the law. It might be useful to have some additional tools so that we can assure everybody that it is important that these laws be abided by. But that's why I want to, and I mentioned at the beginning, I think that it's important to emphasize that for the vast majority of cases, these laws work. People go in, they ask for a record, and they get them. They want to find out when their governing bodies are meeting. They're notified. There's public notice of those meetings, and they are welcome and entitled to attend. And just about all the time, that works just fine. That is one of the successes. But when we see violations, I have not been reluctant at all to call the violators on it and to publicly reprimand them for doing so.
Very interesting. We were unfortunately woefully short of time here today,
sure.
And we're gonna return to this. I know you have a task force formed to tackle a lot of these issues, so we can talk about it in the future. In 20 seconds or less, how much time does this particular issue consume of you and your staff?
Well, quite a bit. We have one attorney whose portfolio is the open meetings and open records law, who does the initial drafts and gathering of information on violations that come in. She is very diligent, works hard on that. She has other clients and other agencies she represents, but most of the time of that one attorney goes to enforcement of the open records and meetings law. And the other thing too, that's important to remember too, is that sometimes we head off complaints by having someone complain and call in. They don't want to have an opinion. What they want are the records. And sometimes we'll call the agency and tell them, look, we think you're wrong here. Give these people the records, and we can move on.
All right. Appreciate that. It's part of North Coast culture. No question about it. And the Attorney General, Wayne Stanton, great explanation on the issue. Thanks, Wayne. God bless you, folks. See ya.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil. If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. O Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy Go Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.